You say, this is kind of awkward.
Hello.
First day on the job, you know? So let's talk about some life stories.
Yeah, but it's not life. You know, the podcast can probably hear this.
Yeah, well, obviously, the podcast isn't live.
Isn't?
No, it's not live. You're retarded.
Why? I want a live thing.
I want a live podcast.
Well, that's a personal problem.
Well,
now that we got that out of the way, life stories.
Yeah. Let's talk about how Nathan Skyle has big. Nathan has bigger tits
than his girl.
Than his girlfriend, yes.
All right.
Yes. First of all, she doesn't have any.
First of all,
guys, you know
she's
what?
Flatter
you
than
guys
a tooth.
You need to kill yourselves. She's, all right. You know what? Let's start this story.
Let's be honest. She's flat, man.
You've only
kill
known
yourself,
her.
Sam.
You've only known her for like how many weeks?
Shut up, dude. I already know some stuff about. All right. Let's see what's going on here. All right. So it all started when I turned 7. I was like, shut up.
About how he got his tits.
Alright, you know what? Y'all need to shut up before you die.
See,
I'm gonna call my dogs on y'all, but anyway, it started when I was 7. Okay, I was going to church.
Don't touch me then.
Okay. I was going to church. Basically, my idea is like, my teacher said that the minister there in my class group, whatever.
Sexually assaulted you.
That's a priest. But.
No, that was later in my life.
Can you actually shut up for once, Sam?
Ow.
Shut up. I'm trying to tell a story.
I tell the story.
Then shut up and I.
Stop being fat.
I didn't mean to actually slap you. I thought I was going to miss and then you like put your head for him. Okay. It all started when I was 7. Basically what my... Stop looking at me like that, Isaac. Basically what my small group minister told me was...
You mean the special ed group?
That's on me.
You just spit in my face.
I'm sorry, Sam. It had to happen, dude.
Hell, I'm gonna wipe it on Isaac.
Ow, no.
All right, you've learned your lesson. Stop interrupting me. All right.
It's funny, though.
No, it's not. He's actually getting annoyed. You'll start this over.
No, but it's going fine.
Right. Yeah, it's going fine.
Yeah, because Sam's being autistic.
Yeah, this one's supposed
to be.
That's what the fans want.
And they want actual stories, and that's what I'm trying to do here. But Sam here is being a little retarded.
That's okay.
Okay, but...
Continue.
Just continue.
Story.
I won't interrupt.
If he interrupts, I get to hit him in the balls. You got a deal? Got a deal? You interrupt one more time, I'll hit you in that sack.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna have no more kids.
No more kids.
I had any to begin with.
You're not gonna have any kids anytime.
No more kids.
All right, but anyway, basically what my...
So what I cracked up...
cracked up and called one of the boys...
So I cracked open a beer.
Ow, that's my leg.
So I cracked opening a beer with the guy.
Actually, I'm not gonna.
Sam, that's. He knows. He doesn't know.
All right, no.
You actually shut up, Sam. I'm not kidding.
Fine, continue your story.
I'm gonna need this really fast just in case.
No.
It's my beating weapon. Then let me use this one.
All right, Nathan, tell them.
Let me use one of them.
All right, Nathan, continue the story of how you got your jelly rolls.
All right. So, it all started when I was 7. Basically, what my little small group church time bullcrap, whatever she told me was, she basically said that I could do whatever I want and I'll always my basically said that God would be proud of me no matter what I look like. And I was like, all right, then I can start eating and nothing will happen. I don't know what the time, but, and that's basically how I got fat.
Okay.
I used to be a freaking twig,
and that's why his girlfriend looks like a 10-year-old.
That's not.
See, he's really desperate.
Isaac, what's you got anything you need to share with us today?
Since we're talking about fat rolls, I guess I will talk about my fat rolls and how I achieved my fat rolls. So, basically, pretty sure y'all have heard the story, but, what happened was...
By the way, I felt left out here.
That's okay, you'll get to talk about your fat rolls in a minute. So basically, my little brother had these things called Pediasures, and they're supposed to make you fat, or they're supposed to get, like, you are underweight. They're supposed to give them weight. And so I thought they were
Can I interrupt you for a second? I think I took something like that.
Yeah, but anyways, I had, like, 7 or 8 of them in one day. Like, quite a lot. Like, I was super skinny, but... but I had a whole bunch, and I turned fat. So, Sam, do you have a...
Well, anyway, I mean, I kind of feel left out here. I mean, I don't really have any fat rolls.
You can talk about your retardation.
Let me talk about my retardation. So, anyway, I credit carded my friend's phone.
Okay, yes, that is something that happened.
My friend Sammy, he was kind of... What?
Talking to myself.
My friend Sam, he was being a white person like usual.
He's a ginger.
I pulled down my pants and I credit carded his phone through my butt cheeks.
This is why we don't let Sam talk.
Yeah, this is why.
Go back to your dungeon.
This is why we don't let Sam talk at all. All
right, guys.
Who is Sam?
For another story. Sam's retarded.
I'm just saying how I credit carded someone's phone.
All right,
Nathan, I did yours too.
What's your story, Nathan?
What is it?
Basically. So, y'all guys know my dad, right?
Yeah.
He's the best man alive.
You know what? Shut up. He's a woman beater. So,
who doesn't like a woman beater?
I don't like to joke about him being a woman beater, but I like to joke how I don't like him and stuff. And I would rather... You know, you see, last time I was at his house, he tackled me to him the ground. All right, you know what? So, I said something that offended him because he's a giant butthole, you know? I said something. He was talking crap about my mom, and I was like, I said something. I was like, da da da. You know what? You're an ape, something like that. He's like, oh, I'll just take your phone then. And I was like, huh? You're gay, and I just ran outside. I called my mom. I was like,
yeah, but then he was crying. Tears were everywhere. He was like, oh, mommy.
I didn't mean to hit you that hard. I'm gonna pull a Sammy. Anyway. I ran outside, basically just called my stepdad.
Tears were everywhere.
Can he actually shut up?
Now you're dead.
Fine. Continue.
Okay, if this fragment doesn't interrupt me again. I basically just called up my stepdad, and I couldn't talk because I was so like, what's the feeling, Isaac?
Just say you were crying so much.
I wasn't crying, you retard.
How would you know, Sam?
Because you weren't even there, retard. This is a different time.
I was there.
There was a time you were there, and I wasn't even crying.
Look, I am Sam Shaw.
Stop. Actually, shut up, Sam.
Fine.
Okay, so you were like...
I ran outside. I called my stepdad, and I was trying to explain to him. I couldn't talk because I was so, like, nervous what was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And because I knew something. I was basically like, Chris, something's about to go down. So I just see my dad come out of nowhere. He's like, give me your phone before I take it to you. And I was like, no, I'm good. And I started walking away because I knew my way home. I was like, peace.
Did you get away?
No. The dog kind of scared me for a minute. Just to let y'all guys know, we're out on trampoline.
We're out on trampoline.
Being stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, but like my dad just kind of came out of nowhere when I started walking away. He basically tackled me, and I like threw my phone into the grass and I tried to run towards it and he basically pushed me out of the way. I was like, "Screw you, too." And so yeah, my dad's pretty abusive.
Where did it make
you know? I kind of want to break both of his legs sometimes. All the times, I mean. You know, let's just say if he says something else about my mom and I'm at his house, It's not going to be a pretty sight. I'm literally going to get his hacksaw, and I'm going to chop. So,
you know, they didn't see that hand motion you did.
I know, I was talking to y'all.
So, basically what he means is he's going to chop off his Johnson.
Oh, yeah, but, like, after I'm just saying, I want to break both of his legs. And yes. I kind of, like, make jokes about it. Like, not jokes, like, oh, yeah, huh, that's funny, he's a woman beater.
A different topic. Let's talk about my mom. Like, if you
that's not a different topic.
It's a different topic. But if you look at her, you'll be like, that thing ugly. Like, I mean, crap.
Nobody cares about you, Sam.
Yeah.
I know, but like.
Sorry.
I'm just describing the autism that I have to look at sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for Sam.
Like, I mean, it's like.
To live with that monstrosity.
Like, I mean, it's like eating dog crap. Like, it's that bad. If dog crap was an image, well, I mean, it is. But
it was a human.
If dog crap was a human, that's what it would look like. All right. So, Isaac, when should we stop the podcast?
I don't know. It's only been
10 minutes, I believe.
11 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah, but
seconds.
I want to stop this and hear the recordings to see how we sound.
No.
But like, I don't know.
Let's wait until at least 20 minutes.
15. But
15, yeah.
Anyways, I've had y'all's fun talking. Yeah, it's my turn. So, I can't really talk about my parents, but,
I mean, you could.
I could, but.
Alright, let's just let him hear the story, Isaac.
What? Nah, I'd rather not share that tonight.
My okay.
Let's wait until it gets a little.
Yeah, let's wait a little bit. But, let's see.
Logan Paul.
No.
I don't know.
Let's talk about how Nathan is raping me right now.
Yeah, he shoves his finger up my butthole sometimes.
How am I raping? I'm literally just sitting here.
Yeah, but your hand was on my leg.
Sam was on your leg.
Let's talk about
his hands, literally.
Let's talk about how Nathan doesn't wear a shirt, even though he should.
Even though it's, like, really cold outside?
Yeah, and you complained about it.
Okay, I feel fine. I don't like the cold.
You're fat.
All right, Isaac.
We are all fat in some kind of world. But, yeah, since we don't have really anything else to talk about, I guess we can just end it here.
Let's talk about how Nathan...
See you guys later.
Wait, hold on. What?
Let's talk about how Nathan failed the 8th grade.
I don't feel like...
I mean, there's not really anything to it. You just failed the 8th grade.
Well, I mean, I want to make fun of him. Like, how retarded he is. How I knew it was going to happen.
Sam, we end this podcast.
Fine, we'll talk about that in the next podcast. Anyway, it's been a nice night, fellas. I don't know if you're guys or girls. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Have fun.
All right, we're the next Impulsive.
See you later.
That was the stupid. Not sure what to really talk about. Favorite video games?
Obviously yours is Skyrim.
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4, okay. Mine would have to be like Terraria.
Why Terraria?
I don't know, it's got good concept of like the bosses. I like the bosses, how they work. It is completely different from Minecraft, just letting you know, Nathan.
Just 2D.
No, it's completely different than Minecraft. There's so many more elements in Terraria than Minecraft.
I'm talking about...
No. What? I'm talking about Terraria. And how there's a whole... No, it's like...
It's
50 million times better than Minecraft. Even though I'd play Minecraft just as much as Terraria if I had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Toy Story, like, the mashup pack? No.
It's just Toy Story. Just
original disgusting. Minecraft. Original Minecraft. I don't like dealing with that DLC stuff.
What? It's not that bad.
It is bad. I hate DLC for Minecraft, except for, like, Skyrim and the Mass Effect.
Yeah, that's my favorite world.
The Mass Effect and Skyrim. No, I don't like. I don't know the worlds. The worlds. I don't mind the worlds. Skyrim, especially. Just. I just like the skins and the textures. You know, I don't really.
So you like the Woody textures?
No, I don't like the Toy Story textures at all. I just don't. I don't like the DLCs except, like I said, the Skyrim and Mass Effect. But anyways, I say Terraria because there's so much more you can do. Like, it's crazy, like, how much you can do in Terraria.
Wait, you don't like
Stranger Things? Nobody was talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah, no one was talking about Stranger Things.
Talking about, there's a Stranger Things mod online.
Nobody cares.
You can't get that.
I'm talking about the skins.
Okay, well, we weren't talking about that.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm asking if you like the Stranger Things skins.
I don't mind it. I like the original Minecraft. I don't like anything. I don't like any add-ons. Maybe like a couple. Maybe like the cave spider and the white tux. That's like the only skin I pretty much would wear. I like the original concept of Minecraft. I don't like how they add things. I mean, I don't mind. I don't really care. That's just a waste of my time. But I don't know.
I remember when I went to your cousin's and I was the Demogorgon. Dude, we were playing like maps and like I think at one moment we were playing racing and then Hunger Games on Minecraft. I don't know. And I was the Demogorgon.
That must have been some time else because we didn't.
When I was at your cousin's.
We didn't play Minecraft.
I remember, I swear. We may have been a short time.
We played Mortal Kombat and Justice League. Or not, yeah.
No, I'm talking about with your cousins. Like, your little
Little cousins.
Like, it was, okay. It was, what's his name? Older cousin?
Jacob.
Jacob. The two younger ones. The one that's older than the one. And you and me. We played Minecraft for a very short time. I remember, I swear. Because I played as the Demogorgon.
Must have been for like 20 or something minutes.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that long because we all got bored with it, even me.
Yeah.
And then we played a racing game and then.
Oh, I remember that. I remember the racing game.
And then we played hide and seek, which was kind of scary. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just hated the fact just counting and I knew Jacob's like, I hope you know I'm going to jump out and scare you.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like that.
Okay, so moving on over to Sam.
I really don't know what to talk about.
Explain why you like Fallout.
Can you first of all get your foot off my nuts, Nathan? That's kind of just.
It's on his body, though.
Stop, Nathan.
Stop fixing your leg somewhere on his body.
I'm just gonna hover.
But anyway, Fallout 4 is my favorite game.
Well, yeah.
It's my favorite game of all time.
How's it feel?
That's because of a good reasons. First of all, Power Armor is amazing. And Nathan Skiles, shut up. The skill point system is amazing. The graphics, I mean, they could be better, but they're all right. I like them.
The graphics.
The graphics, you know?
Freaking plucky.
I like the the weapon modding system. Just really good. One of the best, I would say. And that's why I like Fallout 4 so much.
Okay.
So let's talk about our least favorite video games.
Least favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, man. To be honest, my least favorite video game is probably... Matter what system?
What? No.
No, it's a game.
It's a game, you idiot.
The Hulk game on the PS2 sucks, but.
I mean, that's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but yeah.
Why is it bad?
With it. Like, you have to. It's more of a coding game than an action game, because you have to type in passwords to get out of the facility, and once you get out of the facility, the game ends. It's so stupid.
It was a PS2 though. So.
Yeah, I know, but.
But then again, they had like.
The game, but Chris did. Yeah, I didn't give up because I didn't know how to do the codes.
My favorite video game. That's a hard one because I don't really have a least favorite. I mean. Oh, that's weird. Who's waking up this early? But I guess like it's a PC game and it's really low end, but it's like pixel fodder or something, and it's like you basically you have a gun. It's roguelike, but it's 2D and it's pixelated 2D, and it's just very dumb. Like the controllers are whack. I don't really know how to play the game. I tried, but I gave up because it was just so dumb. But pixel fodder. I don't know.
Anyway, moving on to me.
Yeah,
Agario. I hate it. See, I spent hours because of Agario. It makes you, it's one of those games that make you mad on purpose. And that's why I hate it so much. Let's move it on to a different topic. What's the most disappointing game of 2019 that you played? Can I start on this one?
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
Game of 2019?
Well, no, the most disappointing game of 2019. That it didn't come out 2019, but you played it in 2019.
No, games in 2019.
What?
2019 games. That's it has to be a game from 2019.
Or just do like least favorite movies or something like that.
Yeah, not many games really. Not really any bad games have come out.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about games. I was going to be like, what's the most disappointing game you played this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Start us off now. Yeah, start us off.
The Last of Us. Why? It's the reason I bought a PS3. So I could play it. And I was like, when I finally got the game, I was super excited about it. I thought it was going to be a 10 out of 10. Then I actually played the game. And it's kind of boring. The characters, they're really good. They kill off the good characters, and I thought the game was going to be a solid 10 out of 10, and what I'm basically getting at is a 7 out of 10. I don't see what all the hype is about.
I actually didn't know we were going
to podcast right now. Yeah.
I've been over here just doing that. Alright,
Yeah, but,
Oh, yeah, I felt bad for Nathan. He doesn't really have any game console to play on.
Yeah, I really don't, but... I played them at people's house. The most disappointing game I played this year, it really has to be... Roblox. I know, it's like...
Roblox is just like a platform for games. Be more in depth.
The games on Roblox, they're really disappointing.
In a way.
The pizza game. Oh my god. I can't even get started. Sam, like the other day, was like saying how retarded the games are.
Alright, Isaac, what is your most, you know?
My least favorite or
the most disappointing game you played in 2019? or this year. I mean.
Let's see. Man, I don't know.
Thanks.
There's not really any disappointing games that I've played. I just don't know.
So was there a lot of good games you played this year?
Yeah.
What would you say is the the greatest one you played this year?
Definitely Resident Evil 2. I really like that game.
I don't even know. What is even the Resident Evil series about? I've never played one
of those games. It's like hardcore zombies.
Oh.
Like, it's not normal, like, zombie games where you shoot them in the head and they're dead. And you have to, like, completely obliterate their head for them to die. You can't just shoot one in their, like, shoot a bullet in their head and they're dead. It doesn't work like that. You can, like, shoot off all their limbs and they'll still be, like, alive and, you know.
Rolling around.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much rolling around. Not cool because it makes it really hard.
I mean, I don't know.
Alright, so basically, Sam.
Yeah.
Or all of us in general, what was the best movie that came out? Best movies that had come out 2018, 2019?
I gotta say, Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
No, definitely Spider-Man Far From Home. That is by far my favorite. My most favorite movie.
I gotta be honest with you guys. Spider-Man Far From Home wasn't the best movie ever.
No, it was the best movie.
Okay, it was a good movie, but it didn't go up to my expectations.
It flew past my expectations. No, that's setting pretty high. Like, I don't like most movies. Like, what was bad about it? What did you not like about it?
It's just really corny. Not corny. I didn't mean that in a bad
corny?
Way. I didn't mean corny.
No.
Not corny, but...
Horny.
No. Shut up, Sam.
The trailers were good.
The movie was good.
Okay, the movie was good in general. The only thing I didn't like about it is how he didn't kind of become Iron Man. I really wanted that.
Yeah, I really wanted that. Well,
no,
I didn't see the movie, but
not become Iron Man, but, like, kind of...
Okay, following in Iron Man's footsteps is not... the way Peter Parker rolls, first of all.
Well, I know, but it may be...
In my opinion, that would have been, like, the worst. That would have made me so mad if he would have kept the... If anyone hasn't seen Far From Home.
I would click off right now.
Yeah. if he would have kept the AI, like, the attack system and whatnot, and not... let Mysterio get the stuff, then...
None of that would have happened.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been a hero, and well, nothing would have, like, nothing amazing
well,
would have happened.
He would have been a hero. He would have kept it from Mysterio.
Yeah, so. But then Mysterio wouldn't have done what he did, and then it would have been pointless. Then no one would have known that Mysterio did that.
I don't know. It just didn't really live up to my expectations.
Homecoming was
the best one from him, to be honest.
No, both Spider-Man movies were amazing. I wasn't expecting it. Spider-Verse, it's okay.
It lived a little bit up to it. It was like
I'd
right
watch
there,
it. I'd watch
blank.
It like it was a TV show.
Yeah,
I wish they made a series of it, dude. That's what they need to do.
I don't know.
Like maybe
that.
A one season series just.
No, but...
trying to get them back in, and, like, the last episode leaves them on a cliffhanger until the second season.
I wouldn't make a TV show of that, though.
No. Like I don't know, like a Netflix or...
Netflix would do that.
Yeah, I feel like Netflix would. Dude, they've made so many stupid series. For one...
Boss Baby.
Dude, I hate it so much.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard some... whack reviews about it.
But anyway, what's it called? But my least favorite movie, though, or my favorite movie, I gotta say, was definitely Endgame. I gotta agree with Sam on that one.
Okay, first of all, that's because it's an Avengers movie, and it's 3 hours long.
No difference. It's my favorite.
That's 3 hours of like action-packed stuff. I haven't even seen it yet.
Actually, it's more story. Never mind. I can't tell you that.
I haven't seen it yet because I don't want to see it because like I don't know how I feel about it.
It's a really good movie, and you can't watch Far From. Oh, you already watched it, didn't you?
Yes, I've already watched Far From Home. I mean,
it's your special ed. I have.
No, see, I don't want to see Endgame because I've already been spoiled everything. So, in my opinion,
there's really no point in seeing it.
Yeah,
if you know what happens in the end.
Yeah, and I've already like watched like memes where it's showed the end, and it's like, well, it's like that sucks. I mean, I guess. I mean, in far from home.
You see, I think I just heard a rat. Oh, it's a rat.
But in Far From Home, like, the first thing that they mention is the blip. Like, come on. Like, if you haven't...
Want to know the worst movie of 2019?
Your movie?
Well, no. Well, I haven't seen it, but I heard it's one of the worst. Hellboy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never got into Hellboy.
I like the original.
Yeah. I'm talking
the original was...
I'll watch the first one, but I won't get into it.
You won't watch the remake?
No,
I wouldn't watch the remake.
The remake's terrible.
I would watch.
They're like his like aura and like his comedy and isn't as good as Hellboy.
It isn't.
Like the OG Hellboy.
It really isn't. You know what else I hate? Okay, so it never made sense to me. So in what's his name? Not the Amazing Spider-Man, but the one where it's Venom. It's Venom in the third movie. So, it shows him, without the web shooters, shooting some web. It doesn't make sense. Because...
Does it matter?
No, I'm trying to get this
point. I haven't seen the trailer for the next Spider-Man, and your freaking body is squishing my legs.
What are you talking about the next Spider-Man? This Spider-Man is really old. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, then?
Not the one with Andrew Garfield, but the other one. You know, Spider-Man 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
Okay, the first one, you know how he's on the building? Doesn't mm-hmm. You know how they're making all of them where he has to have web shooters to shoot webs now?
Because...
Doesn't make sense to me.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that falls in... First of all, it's pretty much a whole new generation of Spider-Man, so, I mean, they kind of have to make everything, like, technology.
It's either that, or it helps him, like, taking up the webs. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Because he runs out of web fluid, but, like, when it shows that he's running out, it still kind of shoots a little bit.
Yeah.
So that might be his actual web inside of him. But he has a chemical that thickens up the web, or not thickens up the web, but...
Well, I think the radioactive spider that gets him the radioactive spider that bites him makes it to where he can, like, you know, spider things, like climb on walls and do all that. I don't think it gives him like the best ability to use web shooters, and that's why he has to...
It's very weak, and he can't really swing. He did in the first one, but he, like, hit a billboard, and I was like, okay, retard.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. And plus, on the, like, any of the spider suits, like, he can... Or the one featured in Homecoming... Like, the nice and shiny one or whatever, the new one, he can change his web shooters up and use different web things and whatnot. So
they basically just screwed up this whole spider universe.
Yeah, it basically made it to where Spider-Man has, like, not superpowers. I mean, he does.
He's basically Batman and Tony Stark.
Yeah, he's like Batman. He's like Batman and Tony Stark. It's pretty much Batman and Tony Stark are the same people if they were to be in the same generation. I mean...
Except one is darker than the other
one. One is... Well, they're both built like millionaires. But one is more out there about himself. You know, Stark Industries, and then Batman is like, nah. I'll hide in the shadows.
But, okay. And, what's it called? Let's get into the Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Didn't they make a new you know one of the original Ninja Turtle cartoon Japanese things? Well, they all had the same color mask, and I kind of thought that was retarded, but I guess from an origin story, they started off that way. Maybe that's just the way they had them in the TV show.
I don't know how I feel about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're not terrible, but did you know in 2019 they made a Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I thought that was the stupidest thing I ever seen. I thought it was gonna be cool.
Any superhero versus a superhero or superheroes from a different universe or generation or something is completely idiotic. I hate that so much.
Yeah, but they were on the same planet too. It was Gotham and
That's cool.
Yeah, it's stupid though.
And then Los Angeles is where Stark Industries and where does Peter Parker live?
He lives in Queens.
Queens, yeah. Queens and Gotham can be in the same area. Or not same area, but the same world.
Yeah.
But then again, Gotham, I don't know. It's just, I don't know how I feel. Like I said, I don't know how I feel about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They used to be my favorite, and then they just kind of drifted away. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they stopped making a lot of the stuff.
The show is about to end, I believe.
Yeah, and then the live-action film movies.
They need to stop.
Well, they're actually not that bad.
No, what? No, well,
they were. The first one was good. The second one was just
kinda
whack.
Stupid.
It's whack, 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 whack.
Shredder, I'm not gonna lie, he was pretty cool in the first one.
Why do
they have to make people into a warthog and a rhino? I thought that was pretty stupid. I know they are an origins of the Ninja Turtle cartoons backstory, but, yeah, I don't know.
It's just some TV shows or whatever that you may have watched whenever you were younger. People try to recreate it. The Lion King movie, the live action film Lion King movie is the only live action film movie by Disney that I want to see, because they just need to stop with live action films.
Unless they're good.
Unless they're good, but I highly doubt that, because Disney just needs to stick with animation. They don't need to go to a live action film.
You know what they should do? Make a live action film even more live action. Mind blown.
Sam, I think you're retarded.
Probably am.
Live action films of the Lion King. This live action film is first thing is the hyenas. They're not gonna be as funny and crack up jokes as they were in this one. But I guess that's what's it called? Reasonable, because if it is a live action film, they can't make them
cackle and laugh.
They're making them hack and laugh, but they're not gonna make them say jokes they said. Most of the jokes they said to me. And Scar, let's not forget about him. He looked awesome in the new live action movie. I haven't seen it, but in the trailer. But he has a lot more realistic. He has a lot more scars all over his body. His mane's all chopped up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he has the scar over his left eye, which it looks very detailed and good. But they're not gonna. I don't think they're gonna make them doing most of the scenes. they are gonna make some of the characters doing those singing scenes, which I think that's pretty cool. What's your opinion on Lion King?
I don't know. I only want to watch it because Lion King is like what I grew up with. Yeah. And that's pretty much the only one that, the only movie that I like.
Oh, they might do a new, after this one, a while after this one. You know, have you seen Lion King 2?
I'm not sure.
Lion King 2 and Lion King 1 and 1 half. With, Pumbaa and Timon.
Mm-hmm. But like, and plus Seth Rogen is gonna be freaking. Those are both wrong. Pumbaa. He's gonna be Pumbaa. So I'm excited for that. That's something I'm up for. I'm up for Seth Rogen and whoever is gonna be playing Timon.
Pumbaa or Timon. He fits one of their roles.
Yeah, well, Timon would fit Adam Sandler. I mean, yes, Timon. Which would be funny.
But, you know, Kevin James would fit Pumbaa's. Not just because he's fat, he just would fit his personality.
Seth Rogen is fat, and he fits Pumbaa's personality perfectly. No, I do not know who Kevin James.
Oh,
yeah.
That guy.
I don't know how I feel about that. But anyways, I think we're going to end the podcast here soon because I'm getting kind of tired.
We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, see all you guys later, I guess.